Maria, she's the rock of my life, really. No, we're rocks for each other, if I'm honest.
A bit of dry land in the rocky seas we call life. Ooh, did you see what I did there?
We knew each other all those many years ago. Grew up on the same street. We went to the same school.
We did, didn't we?
We courted, but I moved away and, we lost contact a bit.
It was me who moved away. You stayed right here. Same street it was. Well, to a degree we lost contact, I suppose. All that moving away. I'd met a lovely chap who wasn't from these parts. But our families knew each other, so we always knew right where we were.
That's right. And then there was the...
The what, dear?
Well, it's funny.
Tell them how we got married. You remember?
Oh, yes. Marie and I got married on the very same day.
We did. Oh, we were spying.
Not to each other, mind. To our respective... I married Brenda and Maria married Kevin.
Kenneth.
Oh, I guess that's it, yes.
And then our firstborns?
Twins. Not to each other, mind. Two sets of twins, incredible.
That's right. Not born on the same day, no. That would be right strange. But both families were blessed with twins. Helen and Hilary, Arthur and Benjamin. Both identicals, like peas in a pod.
And then?
Well, the other children appeared. Our Chris, your Lucas, three boys you had. I don't know what that's like. And we raised our families. I suppose that's what people do. Get on with it. And I worked, of course, earned an honest wage. You have to. Plus, there was work in those days. I was a dinner lady for 25 years. Count 'em. Well, it fit in with the children. Not enough in one wage to feed a growing family. My other half, Kenneth, he was on the buses. Happy there. Never retired. Never had the chance. And then they called me one day. He dropped dead, they said. Just like that. Drove his bus back to depot at end of day, parked it, and that's when it took him.
Heart attack. I remember.
That's right. You do remember. And it was hard going, really. I got a bit from the life insurance, but we still had all them bills to pay. And although the kids were old enough, I wasn't about to take them from their studies and send them back to the coal face. No, I had to make do, and that's why I ended up coming back here. Best decision I ever made, really. I don't miss it back there, although it was hard in some ways for the kids, the new life here. They did miss their friends, especially. But they always know this was their home, and they're not bothered now.
Lucas is a dentist.
He was. The kids have done well, as I said. Hilary's a financial advisor in town. Helen has got two beautiful girls, the apples of this grandmother's eye. And Chris, our youngest, has his own garage now. Right proud of them.
Lucas is a dentist.
He is. Or was, love. And then when I moved back, we got in touch again, didn't we? We did.
Hi.
And your Brenda, well, she passed away sudden too, hadn't she, the year before I'd come back? Her veins. I never quite understood why, but they tell me she was okay right up to the very end. You'd never guess. I do think she suffered.
We fell in love. Well, I think we were always in love.
I think so. And it was a great wedding up in the town hall. Really pushed the boat out, didn't we? And the children were so good about it. They knew.
Aye, they knew. I do look after you. In your wheelchair and all. You know, she's been like this all her life.
I've not, love, no. Don't you remember? I fell, didn't I? Last month. It's my bones.
Like Brenda.
She was in a wheelchair for a long time, wasn't she? She wasn't well.
Wasn't she?
She wasn't.
I looked after her.
You did.
I was a rock.
You were, love. You were.